Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Shalom, Haverim. Shalom. This is Yadin here for the Rastafari, the Wednesday's podcast, Wisdom Wednesday. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, is Psalm 107. Here we're at the 47th sabbatical study for this Shabbat. Shalom for Shabbat. Re'e, seen, sight. So here we still have some overflow from Ikev, and it shall follow because, and the consequences literally on the heels of. So here, look at overflow. There's a couple of Q&As. I think we had got up to question number 30. So get your pen, your paper, sacred scripture, B-I-B-L-E, right here for Wisdom Wednesday, the Rastafari Wednesday podcast.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
What a day. Let's build I and I dreams, right? This is the dreams, yeah. But in the true sense, you know, that vision, like the Joseph, Yahweh Saf sense. Here we have the Prince of Reggae, you know, Yah bless, rest the soul, rise in glory. Dennis, Prince of Reggae Brown, let's build I and I dreams, the vision. Yes, sir.
Three years together.
Come to pass in the last days, the latter days, saith Hallel Him, the Almighty Power, that I will pour out my spirit, my irid upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see, seeing, sight, visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verse 17, based on the prophet Joel, chapter 2, verse 28, that reads, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Yes, I, yeah, can do it. Hear another one.
Journey from our Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Elect of God, Light of the World, is His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he travels this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind to critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
Salamta, Betaseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem, here on Discipleship Radio.
So here we're at the fourth day, the middle of the Shabua, the middle of this week right here. 7 days, and the standing psalm is chanted in the tabernacle and temple of Jerusalem. We have Psalm 94 right here. Let's rise up the chant. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 107.
So I and I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, and the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
So here we're going to go a cappella right here, at least. Father Dub, so ones can hear, low degrees to high degrees, KJV version. The evening psalm for the fourth day of the Shabua, Psalm 94, right here, Rise up the chant. Yes,
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Them off? Yeah, them off. So let's ride up right here. You hear Hebrew. Let's hear the psalm right here in the Hebrew. The Wednesday psalm, the fourth day psalm, Psalm 94. Chavengen psalm. Yabiyu go. Why?
בדלת. אל נקמות אדוני, אל נקמות הופיע. הנשא שופט הארץ, השב גמול על גאים. עד מתי רשעים אדוני, עד מתי רשעים יעלוזו? יביעו ידברו עתק, יתאמרו כל פועלי אבן. עמך אדוני ידכאו, ונחלתך יענו. אלמנה וגר יהרוגו, ויתומים ירצחו. ויאמרו לא יראה יח, ולא יבין אלוהי יעקב. בינו בוערים בעם, וכסילים מתי תשכילו? הנוטע אוזן הלא ישמע, אם יוצר עין הלא יביט, היוסר גויים הלא יוכיח, המלמד אדם דעת. אדוני יודע מחשבות אדם, כי הם הבל. אשרי הגבר אשר תייסרנו יח, ומתורתך תלמדנו להשקיט לו מימי רע, עד יקרא לרשע שחת. כי לא יטוש אדוני עמו, ונחלתו לא יעזוב. כי עד צדק ישוב משפט, ואחריו כל ישרי לב. מי יקום לי עם מרעים? מי יתייצב לי עם פועלי אבן? לולא אדוני עזרת לי, כמעט שכנה דומה נפשי. אם אמרתי מה תרגלי, חסדך אדוני יסעדני. ברוב שר אפי בקרבי, תנחומך ישעשעו נפשי. הי חוברך כיסא אבות, יוצר עמל עלי חוק. יגודו על נפש צדיק, ודם נקי ירשיעו. ויהי אדוני לי למשגב, ואלוהי לצור מחסי. וישב עליהם את עונם, וברעתם יצמיתם, יצמיתם אדוני אלוהינו, 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 אלוהינו.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen. Saith the Lord of hosts, 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 saith the Lord of hosts. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore hear the word of the Lord, 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 hear the word of the Lord.
And here, 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 today's daily psalm, first ear, give here, right here, going from low degrees to high degrees, the KJV, riding over today's daily
psalm. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice, evening sacrifice, evening sacrifice.
Here we have today's daily psalm. We have
Psalm 107. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses, and he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul, and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness, and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High, therefore he brought down their heart with labor, they fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and brake their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he hath broken the gates of brass, and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving, and declare his works with rejoicing. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord, and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth, and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro, and stagger like a drunken man, and are at their wit's end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders. He turneth rivers into a wilderness, and the water springs into dry ground, a fruitful land into barrenness, for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. He turneth the wilderness into a standing water, and dry ground into water springs. And there he maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation, and sow the fields, and plant vineyards, which may yield fruits of increase. He blesseth them also, so that they are multiplied greatly, and suffereth not their cattle to decrease. Again, they are minished, and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. He poureth contempt upon princes, and causeth them to wander in the wilderness, where there is no way. Yet setteth he the poor on high from affliction, and maketh him families like a flock. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the
Lord give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever, for ever. Hodu la Yahweh ki to, ki le'olam hasido. Divine Providence. Mizmor Kofzain Hodu Layawa Kito Kil Olam Hasido Yomrua Geuleyawa Asher Gealam Yatsar Ua mea arazota gibzam, mia mizrach ua mi ma'erav, mia safon ua mi yam. Mizmor kof zin, hodu layawa ki tov, ki le olam hasido, yomrua geuleyawa, asher gealam niyatsar. Ua mea ratota gibzam, mi mizrach ua mia ma'erav, mia tafon ua miyam. Today's daily psalm, first three verses, Aleph, Beit, Gimel. Today's daily psalm is Mor Kof Zain, divine, divine providence. Opening verses, summons to praise Elohim from the redeemed slave and the redeemed enslaved. Mizmor Kof Zain. Oh, give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever, for Iva. Hodu la Yahweh ki po, ki le olam hasido. Divine, divine providence. Although a new book begins with this mizmor, it is closely linked to the preceding and may be regarded as a continuation and attenuation of the series. The call to the redeemed of Yahweh of Jehovah points to the return from Babylon as the time to Iwa of its composition. Four word pictures are drawn by the poet as circumstances of distress in which man is dependent upon Elohim, the true good, the true God's mercy. And they are all applicable to the bitter experience of Israel in exile. That the people, Ha'am, shall people survive the hardships and trials, provide occasion for heartfelt, heartical praise, Isaiah's, to be offered to him. At verse 33, the subject matter assumes a different form, and the psalmist meditates, and I iditate, upon the changes in the consequences, the fortune, the circumstances which befall countries generally, and sees in them also the working of Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God's purpose. One line of thought runs throughout the Mizmor, the psalm, vis-a-vis loving kindness. Loving kindness, Hasido, Jah's loving kindness, which who hears and who rescues, is the theme of the first part. Loving kindness, Hasido, Jah's loving kindness, which who quote changes all things, and is itself, himself unchanged. This is the theme of the second. Both converge on the final thought in verse 43, that the observance of Ha'Elohim, the true good, the true God's ways, the observance of Yahweh, is the part of true wisdom, true wise mind, and inner understanding, and will win the clear perception of the all-embracing mercies of Yahweh, of Yahweh, truth and life. Thus, we have today's daily psalm, the overview, and its theme, divine, divine providence, provida, providence, seeing before, provida, before seeing. Hodu, oh, give thanks, hodu, hodu layawa. Give thanks to Jehovah, Hodu Layawa, Ki O, for he is good, Ki O, Hodu Layawa, Ki To, Ki Olam Hasido, for his mercy endureth forever, for forever his mercy, for Iva his mercy, Ki Le Olam Hasido. First verse, the Aleph verse. Oh, give thanks to Yahweh. Give thanks to Jehovah, for he is good. For his mercy endureth forever, forever. Hodu la Yahuwah ki toki le'olam chasido. The beginning of the first section, the first three verses, the Aleph, Beit, the Gimel, the Gamel verse, the Abu Gida verses, the first three verses, Aleph, Beit, Gimel, summons, the summons to praise HaElohim, the true good, the true God, to praise Jah from the redeemed slaves, the redeemed enslaved. Hodu la Yahuwah ki tov ki la'olam chasido. Yomru ge'ulei Yahuwah asher ge'alam miyad tsar. So may the redeemed of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, say, Yomru ge'ulei Yahuwah. Yomru, may they say, Yomru ge'ulei, the redeemed of Yahuwah, Yehovah, ge'ulei Yahuwah, ge'ulei Yahuwah, the redeemed of Jehovah, Yomru ge'ulei Yahuwah. So may the redeemed of Jehovah say, Asher ge'alam miyad tsar, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the adversary. Asher ge'alam miyad tsar, whom he who be, who he be, hath redeemed from the hand of the adversary. The redeemed of Yahuwah, redeemed of Jehovah. Now this here quoted from Yeshayahu, Isaiah, LXII, Isaiah 62 and 12. And they shall call them the returned captives, the holy people, the Isla people, the redeemed of Jehovah. Ge'ulei Yahuwah, Ge'ulei Yahuwah, the redeemed of Jehovah. So may the redeemed of Jehovah say, Yomru ge'ulei Yahuwah asher ge'alam miyad tsar, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the adversary. From the hand of the adversary. Miyad tsar, the adversary, the tsar. Perhaps to be translated, adversity. The adversary and the adversity. It is the same word as trouble as found in verse 6. So, whom he hath redeemed, Asher ke'alam, miyad, from the yad, the hand, miyad, tsar, from the hand of adversity, from the hand of the adversary. The Gimel, the Gamel verse, the third verse. U me eratot kibzam mi mizrach ua mi ma erav mi atzafon ua mi yam, and gathered them, and gathered them out of the lands. U me eratot, and from the lands, the countries. U me eratot kibzam kibzam. Gathered, the root here of the Kabat, the kibbutz, who he has gathered them, kibbutzam, u me aratzot, kibbutzam, and gathered them out of the lands, and gathered them out of the lands, mi mi zarachu, u mi ma'arav, mi atzafon, u mi yam, from the east, mi mi zarach, and from the west, u mi ma'arav, from the north, miyas afon, and from the sea, u miyam, and from the sea, whom he has gathered them out of the lands. Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, El Elohe Yisrael, the true good of Yisrael, has answered the prayer of the preceding, even the preceding psalm, Kof, Wow, the 106 Psalm, verse 47. Gather us, gather I and I. Gather I and I from among the nations, the Goyim, the international community. The mention of lands, aratzot, in the plural, not just in the aret, in the singular, but aratzot, the lands, it signifies that the Israelites from many lands doubtless return to join the newly founded community in Yerushalayim, the newly founded community in Jerusalem. From the sea, Miyam, from the sea, the Yam, the sea. This term usually means the west, but here we have it with the south. Here, the south, many say, is required, but literally, Miyam, the Targum, the interpretation it renders the sea of the south, which may indicate the Indian Ocean or even the Ethiopic Ocean, now renamed and called the Transatlantic or the Southern Atlantic Ocean, or and or the part of the Mediterranean that borders on Mitzrayim, on Kemet, on Egypt. Possibly the psalmist is quoting the words of Yeshayahu, of Isaiah, or vice versa. We have Isaiah XLIX. We have Isaiah 49:12. Although the sea there in Isaiah 49:12 means the west. These opening verses, the summons, the praise, the Isis Yah, Yah, from the redeemed enslaved. Hodu la Yahua Kito, Kila Olam Hasido, Yomru Geule Yahua, Asher Gealam Miada Sar, Ume Aratota Kibetam, Mia Mizarach, Ua Mia Maera, Mia Zafon, Umi Yam, Yam, Yam.
Psalm 107. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the land, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses, and he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul, and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness, and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High, therefore he brought down their heart with labor, they fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and brake their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he hath broken the gates of brass, and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destruction. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving, and declare his works with rejoicing. they that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters. These see the works of the Lord, and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth, and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man, and are at their wits' end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet. So he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people and praise him in the assembly of the elders. He turneth rivers into a wilderness and the water springs into dry ground, a fruitful land into barrenness for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. He turneth the wilderness into a standing water, and dry ground into water springs. And there he maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation, and sow the fields, and plant vineyards, which may yield fruits of increase. He blesseth them also, so that they are multiplied greatly, and suffereth not their cattle to decrease. Again, they are minished, and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. He poureth contempt upon princes, and causeth them to wander in the wilderness where there is no way. Yet setteth he the poor on high from affliction, and maketh him families like a flock. The righteous shall see it and rejoice, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Psalm 107. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses, and he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy and gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south.
To find my mom, I've got to give a couple kiss. Get a youth, try take notice of this. And when the pressure keeps rolling on, hey, mom, you do your part. Yes, we keep on. tenderness that you show me. Hey, John, I thank and praise. Mom, you've been so lovely, you're the only. Hey, Lord, I thank and praise. For days, always, oh, Lord, see what you have done and the things you've been through. Is that what must be done? I'm feeling happy for you. I've got so much love and that is so much true. More than love, this is all I do. If you were there, and you wish. This morning he's been blessed with a wonderful bliss. I've got to find my mom and give her a kiss. Yes, and you take notice of this. And when hard times keep rolling on, hey, mom, you do your part. Daddy was so whole and gone. Boy, I wrote to walk. Yes, it is holding strong. Mini boy, no question I ask. You've been giving I want. I really overstand your task. Let's give thanks and praise. Mom, you've been so lovely, you're lovely. Hey, love you always. Can't forget the tenderness that you show me. Love, mama, give thanks and praise. Mom, you've been so lovely, you're lovely. Love, John, how does it pay to step away from the tenderness you show me. Love, mama.
Give thanks, give thanks and praise to Mother Wisdom. You know, wisdom is I and thy mother. You know, forsake not heart.
For they shall be an oration of thy father, and for my son, my son, my son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, and forsake not the law of thy mother, the law of thy mother, the law, and forsake not the law of thy mother, the law of thy mother.
Shem Av Wahabain Ruaha Kadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're gonna ride up, right up here for this. For this force, for this force, for this force,
force,
force, force,
for this poor portion, this reading and feeding, here at the 47th degree of Ionine sabbatical study, this Torah reading is known as Re'eh, Re'eh, somebody knows as Re'eh, 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 to see, Re'eh, Re'eh, see, seen, it's like a command to a male to see. Re'eh, re'eh, see, seen. So here we have the fourth aliyah and the fifth aliyah in one right here. So aliyah a day here for this sabbatical mana right here for day four and day five for continuity purposes.
Here, Shema'ah Yisrael. Here, give ear. Here for the Rabi'i Aliyah, the fourth Aliyah for this Shabbat Re'ei, Sabbath, behold, here picking up with the fifth book of Moses, the Hebrew book called Deuteronomy, here Deuteronomy chapter 14, for the Rabi'i Aliyah, for the fourth reading, the fourth offering up for this Shabbat Re'ei, re'eh. Banim atem la Yahuwah Elohekem. Lo tita gida dudu. We lo tasimu. Arha bein ayenekem lamet. Ye, y'all are the children of Yahweh Elohim, of Jehovah, Yal Elohim. Banim atem la Yahuwah Elohim. Ye, y'all, shall not cut yourselves. Lo tita gididu, nor make any baldness between your eyes for the dead. With lo ta simu akarha bein ayinekem lamet. For thou art an holy people, a set apart people, la Yahuwah Eloheka, to Jehovah the I Elohim. Yahweh, Jehovah, hath chosen thee, I, to be a peculiar treasure, the peculiar people to himself, above all the nations, the goyim, the nationalities that are upon the earth, the plain. The dietary, the levity laws, Torot, directions, instructions. Verse 3. Thou shalt not eat any abominable thing. These are the beasts which ye all shall eat, the ox, the sheep, and the goat, the hart and the roebuck, and the fallow deer, and the wild goat, and the pigarg, and the wild ox, and the chamois, and every beast that parteth the hoof and cleaveth the cleft into two claws, and cheweth the cud among the beasts, that ye y'all shall eat. Nevertheless, these ye y'all shall not eat of them that chew the cud, or of them that divide the cloven hoof, as the camel, and the hare, and the coney. For they chew the cud, but divide not the hoof. Therefore, they are unclean to you. And the swine, because it divideth the hoof, yet cheweth not the cud, it is unclean to you. Ye, y'all shall not eat of their flesh, nor touch their dead carcass. These ye, y'all shall eat of all that are in the waters. All that have fins and scales shall ye eat. And whatsoever hath not fins and scales, ye, y'all may not eat. It is unclean to you. Of all clean birds, ye, y'all shall eat, but these are they, of which ye, y'all shall not eat, the eagle, and the ossifrage, and the osprey, and the glade, and the kite, and the vulture after his kind, and every raven after his kind, and the owl, and the nighthawk, and the cuckoo, and the hawk after his kind, the little owl, and the great owl, and the swan, and the pelican, and the gyre eagle, and the cormorant, and the stork, and the heron after her kind, and the lapwing, and the bat, and every creeping thing that flieth is unclean to you. They shall not be eaten, but of all clean fowls ye, y'all may eat. Ye, y'all shall not eat of anything that dieth of itself. Thou shalt give it to the stranger that is in thy gates, that he may eat it, or thou mayest sell it to an alien, for thou art an holy people, a set apart people, la Yahuwah Eloheka, to Jehovah the I Elohim. Thou shalt not seize a kid in his mother's milk. And hear, Shema, give ear. Hear for the Hamishi Aliyah. Hear for the fifth reading, the fifth Aliyah, the fifth up offering up for this Shabbat Re'ei, Sabbath. Behold, here picking up with fifth book of Moses, Hebrew book called Deuteronomy chapter 14. Here at verse 22. Aser te, aser et kol te buat zar eka hayotzeya ha sade shana shana. Thou shalt truly tithe all the increase of thy seed, Oser, Te Oser, Eid Kol Te Buata Zar Eka, that the field bringeth forth year by year. Hayotzeya Ha Sade Shana Shana, and thou shalt eat lifnei Yahuwah Elohecha, before Jehovah the I Elohim, in the place, the makom, which he shall choose to place Shemo, his name, there. The tithe of thy corn, and of thy wine, and of thine oil, and the firstlings of thy herds, and of thy flocks, that thou mayest learn to fear, to reverence, to respect Yahuwah Elohecha, Jehovah the I Elohim, always. And if the way be too long for thee, so that thou art not able to carry it, or if the place be too far from thee, which Yahweh Elohecha, Jehovah the I Elohim, shall choose to set Shemo, his name, there, when Yahweh Elohecha, Jehovah the I Elohim, hath blessed thee, then shalt thou turn it into money, and bind up the money in thine hand, and shalt go to the place, the makom, which Yahuwah Elohecha, Jehovah the I Elohim, shall choose. And thou shalt bestow that money for whatsoever thy soul lusteth after, for oxen, or for sheep, or for wine, or for strong drink, or for whatsoever thy soul, thy nephesh, thy psyche desireth. And thou shalt eat there, lifnei Yahuwah Elohecha, before Jehovah the I Elohim. And thou shalt rejoice, thou and thine household, and Halewi, and the Levite that is within thy gates. Thou shalt not forsake him, for he hath no part nor inheritance with thee, At the end of 3 years, thou shalt bring forth all the tithe of thine increase the same year, and shalt lay it up within thy gates. And Halewi, the Levite, because he hath no part nor inheritance with thee, and the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow, which are within thy gates, shall come and shall eat and be satisfied, that Yahuwah Elohecha, Jehovah the I Elohim, may bless thee, in all the work of thine hand, thine yad, which sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Yes. So that's for the 47th. You know, 47th is Shabuah here, but we have an overflow, so we can get to really know. You know, so grab your pen, your paper, sacred scripture, bring a willing, a repentive, and attentive mind, heart and mind. Here we have the Ikev, some very important overstanding, basic understanding and understanding and overstanding is contained right here, even the part about the tithes. Many people say, oh, the tithes is not money. Well, that's true. The tithes is not money, but it's that portion of the crop or the increase of the cattle, so forth and so on. But it also goes on to say that if the way is too long, right, and it wasn't every week like ones and ones might do nowadays, of course, you know, we're not under, you know, Moshe's Torah, right, but we are in laws with Moshe's. Yes, but here from the groundation, we have the overflow question, I think 30 to 44 right here. So I'd like to go through these overflow questions from the IKEB, get in some of the details, because the other, you know, if the others with our namesake can do it, then we must be able to do it better. Yes, Rastafari. So right here, let's ride up.
Stay tuned for today's lesson on the true good news of His Imperial Majesty's Christ, the Messiah, Yahushua, as proclaimed and taught by our brother, Wendem Yadon, a.k.a. Ras Iadonis Tafari, of the Lion of Judah Society.
And also the setback for the saints, that we read and study Daniel's prophecy and keep it in context. Of course, we have to go through these counterfeits, you know, counterfeit Christianity, the misinterpretation, the confusion. So there's a work, putting in this work right here, to preach, proclaim, and live out and walk out your truth and life of the King of Kings Christ. But here for the Monday, Ministry Monday, the Rastafari, the Monday podcast here on the Inn and the Eye of the Rastafari Israelites. Here we have the second day of the Shavuot, Ehud, or the...
Yes. That was just part of the overflow right there, but it's relevant to this time right here. So continue.
In the Royal Amharic, we have Senyo. The good is Senyo. Yes, people. So here, working in the background here, just getting some of the new, for this sabbatical study for Re'eh, for the 47th sabbatical study, picking up with Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 26 to chapter 16, verse 17. For this weekly reading and feeding, for I and I, Rastafari, the manna. What's the manna? What? That's what it is. Whatness? What is it? What's in this angel's bread right here? So let's chew. You know, it says chew our food right here. And for continuity purposes, we are left off with the 46th sabbatical study for Ikev. Ikev, because of if the heels, literally directly the Akav, the heels, should be on the heels of, consequently. Here, let's pick up with the questions. We had stopped and left off at the 30th on the first day podcast for the Yom HaRishon for the what's called the Sunday service, the first day service. 30th question, how long was Moshe on the mountain when he received Kabbalah, received the Esaret HaDebarim, the 10 words called in translation the 10 commandments, Asertu Kalat Bamarinya, Asertu, the 10 Kalat, the 10 words, Esaret, 10, Debarim, words. Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 9, 40 days and 40 nights. Sound familiar there? That 40 days, 40 nights. Interesting segue here with Moshiach Rabbeinu Yeshua in the wilderness and in the temptations, right, versus the adversarial, the satanic, the ha-satan, that adversarial mind and the test of his messiahship in the wilderness. How do you overcome it? The intelligent, right, use of the word. Rightly, as it says, rightly dividing or explaining or rightly articulating that rhema word, the right now word. And the quotes we have is from this fifth book, right, known as Devarim, a.k.a. Deuteronomy, Deuteronomon, the Mishnah HaTorah, in translation, interpretation, the repetition of the law. But here, let's ride up, going to ride up with some of the fuller fold questions right here, you know, and then segue with the evening psalm for the second day, Psalm 48, touch on the first two aliyot here in this 47th sabbatical study. We have today's daily psalm, Psalm 13. So here, let's go through a couple more of these questions right here. Chaberim. For continuity purposes, from Ikev. From Shabbat Ikev, the previous Sabbath if, Sabbath because of, Sabbath consequently on the heels of. Yes. Question 31. What was written on the two tablets, the two tables, the tablets of stone, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 10. Question 31 right here, continuity. All the words that Yahuwah, that he who be, who he be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, that the Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be the name, has spoken to Ha'am in the midst of the fire at Har Sinai. So, he who be, we speak, be Yahweh, hey, spoke all these words. Where did he speak these words? In the midst. And what words did he speak? He spoke those 10 words, a.k.a. the 10 commandments.
My advice You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments. Elaborate on that. Elaborate on that. Elaborate.
Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
So what was written on the two tablets of stone? What was written on it was all the words that Yahweh, that He who be, who He be, has spoken to Ha'am, that His divine majesty has spoken to Jah people. So what do we hear, King of Kings? And my advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments, a.k.a. the Ten Words. And where did Jehovah speak, right, these words? From the midst, mitok, right, Aish, mitok. From the midst, from the talk, the midst of Ha'esh, the fire, we're at Har Sinai, at Mount Sinai. So Hebraically, Judaically, we refer to the Ten Commandments properly, right, according to its true context, as the Ten Utterances, the Ten Words, with Ten Words. Now note that there were additional Torot, Torahs, or direction instructions, given to Moshe, in addition to this, but this is the core, the Ten Commandments, the Ten Words, is the, proverbially speaking, the heart of the matter, the heart of the precept. It's also called, Hebraically, in the Hebrew perspective, HaMitzvah. HaMitzvah, HaMitzvah, Mitzvah. It's called the commandment with the Ten Words. Question 32. When did the people, Jah people, worship the molten calf, falsely called the golden calf? We like to emphasize that there. I know we call it a lot the golden calf, the golden calf, the golden calf. But when we say in the Hebrew, and even the Royal Amharic, we find that in the text, it does not refer to this abomination as the so-called golden calf, but actually as the Egel Maseka. Egel, the calf, Maseka, the engraving, the molten calf. Deuteronomy chapter 9:11 to verse 12. Wow, Deuteronomy 9:11. When did Jah people worship the molten calf? At the end of the 40 days and nights. Interesting. When? At the end of the 40 days and nights. Now, according to the tribe, the Judaic Hebraic tribe, Moses had smashed the tablets, the two tablets, on the 17th. Right, on the 17th of the fourth month, that later on will be referred to and is referred to, right, as the month of Tammuz. After the Babylonian exile, the fourth month was given a name. Before, it was just the fourth month. But this month later on will be referred to as the month of Tammuz. So the fourth month, on the 17th of the fourth moon, the 17th of the fourth month, the 17th of the month that later is known as Tammuz. Question 33. How do we know that Moshe interceded for another and other 40 days and 40 nights before going back up, making a second aliyah up, ascension up the mountain to receive, to Kabbalah, to receive a second set of the tablets as to the first, according to Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 18, question 33. Well, Moshe, he fell flat, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, and he fasted for another 40 days and nights doing teshuva, making that turn, doing teshuva, right, doing that thinking differently, doing that 180 turn on behalf of Ha'am, on behalf of Jah people. So Moshe, proverbially speaking, did that for I and I. You know, they said no greater love. All right. Question 34. Why wasn't Aharon? This is a big question. Even some of I know we've reasoned on this before when reading and groundation, you know, and we groundation. Very important for Rastafari is the groundation, Yahweh, not your way, but his way. If you have his name, then it's his way. If you're not going to follow his way, then don't take his name in vain. Why wasn't Aaron judged for the sin, the ukkery, the fukery, right, of the Egel Masekah? for the lack, forfeiture, missing the mark, the uckery of the molten calf, falsely called the golden calf. Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 20, 34th degree, 34th question. Elohim Ha'el sought to destroy Aharon for his part in this sin, in this lack, in this uckery. But Moses, his intercession, right, saved his brother's life. Did you pick up on that? That was Moshe's intercession, that Yah wanted to destroy Aharon too. He wanted to destroy the people for that, but Moses, he interceded. He interceded for his brother as he interceded for Amo Yisrael. And note that this is new information that Moshe brings forward here, right, in his farewell sermons, his farewell address, his farewell baraka blessing to this new generation of Yisrael. So to the answer to why wasn't Aaron judged for the uckery of the molten calf and the part that he obviously took in this, right, even if it's a complicity. Now Moses is giving new information that wasn't previously revealed in the earlier account that was given in Exodus, right, in Exodus chapter 32. Question 35, did Mount Sinai have a water source? Did Mount Sinai have its own source of water even out there in the desert? Did the Sinai have a water source? According to Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 21, yes. Moshe threw the dust of the sinful, the uckful, right, the uckery thing, into a stream that ran down Hahar. So there's a stream, according to Moshe's testimony here in Debarim and Deuteronomy, there was a stream that ran down Hahar, the mountain, and Moshe threw the dust of that uckful thing, that sinful thing, right? The Egel Masekah, falsely called the golden calf. Question 36. What happened at the Tab Erah? The Tab Erah. What happened at the burning? The Tab Erah. According to Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 22, compare that with Numbers chapter 11, verses 1 to 3. What was the hap that happened at the Tab Erah? Well, Jah people, they complain. They murmured and complained. And Jah had sent a fire, an ash, that burnt, right? Boer was burning. Thus we get the name Tab Erah, burning. Right, that burned the edges, got them at the edges, right, burned the edges, right, the edges of the camp. So that means it burned the outermost areas of the camp. Now, it's interesting because of the noting of the mixed multitude, right, the mixed multitude. Yes, there were other peoples that came out with the Bnei Yisrael, and it clearly states in the narrative that when they complained, this also caused the children of Yisrael to complain. You know, we put things in perspective. First, it's about the once lost, now found black and brown sheep of the Beit Yisrael, even with the new name Rastafari. And then it's other nations that also are called, right, in an auxiliary capacity. But what happened here, right, in the Tab Erah incident, for example, and the other murmuring, complaining, bitching, and moaning incidences of the sons of Yisrael, is that because other people were dissatisfied, right, about the way and what was given to us, Keely, to the Bnei Yisrael, that they started to kind of bitch and moan and complain on others' behalf. So this is what's interesting when it says that the fire, the Tab Erah, it burned the edges of the camp. Because it says that the mixed multitude, they were at like the uttermost, the edges of the camp, while Yisrael was told to camp, right, the 12 tribes, the tribes of the camp around the Mishkan. Like the foundation, the groundation in the holy place. So Yisrael camps were around the four sides, the four corners, the four square, right, the true cross, right, of the tabernacle. And then the other peoples, right, the mixed multitudes and other ones and ones. You know, I liken it to like Rastafari. You know, I liken it to the Rastafari. Right? First of all, yes, the black and brown, once lost, now found, people are the epicenter of that, right? But some would say, well, forget about other peoples, you know, with the white people, this or that. But that's not right according to what Jah says. He says there'll be one law, right? One law, right, for the homie, for the homeborn, as well as for the stranger that sojourns. See, some people stop as a stranger there and put a period there, but that's a lie. They do that a lot with these counterfeit Christianity and these fake Bible quotes that confuse people because people are not paying attention. It says, for the stranger that sojourns, right, with thee, that dwells with the eye, right, that, in other words, has become one with the eye. So the tab era, consuming, burning. Tab era also means feeding. Remember, Yahuwah says, no, he who be who he be is a consuming fire. Aish, like the Isat, the Aish, right? Okla, an eating fire. So tab era, the burning, brought out from the Hebrew, feeding, right? Because the fire it eats, right? Consuming, the sense of consuming in the Hebrew is eating, the burning, kindling, inflaming, right? It's a place of feeding the fire, and therefore a place of burning. A place in the Midbar, in the wilderness, where the fire, the Aish, right, the Isat, right, of Yahweh, of Yahuwah, of Egziah, the Sustainer, burned among Ha'am, among Jah people, among the people, Amo Yisrael, because of their murmurings, because of their, put it, you know, are we mature here? Because they're bitching and moaning, they're complaining. And not just the bitching and moaning of just people, men, women, and children, no, but the bitching and moaning of the sons of Yisrael, of the Mandem, right? Numbers chapter 11, verse 3. Now, the metaphysical cycle of the Tav era, just to zoom in here at this 36th question for Shabbat Aikev for continuity purposes, right? The meta is a day of judgment. Tab era, the burning, tab era, signified a day of judgment, or a time, an iwa, and a place in consciousness wherein the individual, the indivisible dual, meets the results, the ikeb, the consequences on the heels of the results of the error, the erroneous thoughts, the erroneous thinking, the erroneous thinking, or some would say the erroneous thinking, that he has been sowing. So the Tav era signifies a day of judgment and or a time and place in consciousness wherein the individual, the indivisible dual, the individual meets, right, on site, the results. Remember the results, Ikeb 40, sabbatical study, results, consequence, or even reward, the result of the error, the erroneous thoughts that he or she has been sowing in their hearts and minds. And a purification sets in. This now brings out the top era sense of the burning, the place of burning, and therefore the fire, right, of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, is the purifying, the purging aspect, right? The purging perception, the purging aspect, we can even say the purging face of the divine, the divine presence of light, illumination, and love, wherein much, nuff, error, and dross are consumed, is burnt up. The feeding aspect of the Tav era, right, and the place of feeding of Tav era, it suggests the entrance of thoughts, of substance, and truth, and emet, and reality into consciousness, to take the place of the errors that have been put away, that have been put away. Significance of the Tav era. Question 37. Question, I want to get to the answer first, but this is now about Masa. So we're touching on here, combining the basic Shabbat table talk question, this reasonment here, come, make with reason, with zooming in on some of the key words, because the Tav era, recognizing what Tav era means and the context of it here, even while not being fluent in the Hebrew, so forth and so on, but with that key, it provides us the proper interpretive key, right, the proper applicative key, right, to the spirit, right, the spirit of the word, not just the letter of the law, but the spirit of the word. So right here, what happened? Question 37, what happened at the place called Masa? What happened at Masa? in Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 22. Compare this with Exodus chapter 17, verse 7. What was the hap that happened? Well, the people, complained, again, about the lack of water. And there Hael, the Almighty, commanded that Moshe, right, to strike the rock to bring it forth. Now notice, Massa was a location in the Rephidim Desert, nearby Sinai. Not at Sinai, but nearby Har Sinai at Mount Sinai. So we have the incident that occurs in Exodus chapter 17, verse 7, and here in the Ikeb, Torah reading and feeding, 46 sabbatical Torah portion, Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 22. What happened at Massa? Well, Jah people complained about the lack of water. And it was there that Hael, he commanded Moshe. Now remember, Moses was commanded here in the earlier instant to strike the rock, but in the later instant to speak to the rock. Right? You know, sometimes when something, one thing happened, and then we think that's a template for everything that should happen, but we don't pay attention to the instruction or get caught up in our feelings and emotion. But here, Moses was commanded at Massa. Right? So what about Massa? What do we have here for Massa at a place called Massa? So here, Massa, M-A-S-S-A-H. In the authorized AV version, Psalm 95 and 8, we have temptation, the temptation, causing to flow, Massa. So from the Hebrew, we have the sense of Massa, causing to flow, also melting down, Massa, in the sense of proving, right? Temptation, the sense of trial. You know, like someone says, this is 24 karat gold, and I take it to my trusted jeweler, and now they're going to test it. They're going to prove it, right? You know, thus the sense of Massa, proving, temptation or trial, solution. Also, Massa brings out from the Hebrew the sense of dissolution, right? Massa, this sense here, complaint, murmur. Massa, in the sense of the consequences, calamity, and evil. Now, what was Massa? Hebraically, it was the name of a place, a makom, a spot in the Midbar, in the wilderness, where the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, complained for want of water, for want, for lack. To say want is lack. When it says Yahuwah Roi, that Jehovah is my shepherd, I shall not want, I shall not lack. That's the sense. I shall not lack anything. Kind of interesting, the two truths of the English, huh? Wanty, wanty. But here, they complained for a lack of water. Quote, and he called the name of the place, the spot, the makom, Massa. That is tempting or proving. Tempting, trying, proving. Sounds like what we have with Rabbeinu Yeshua, right, in his 40 days in the Midbar with HaSatan, with the adversarial mind. Right, if you be the Bein Elohim, if you be the son of Elohim, you know, that tempting, that testing. And we also have connected with Massa, Meribah. Meribah, that is to say, chiding and strife. Now, Meribah from Reeb, like Reeb in the Hebrew, is like, it's strife, but it's in a legal sense. Like if one is arguing the case, right, when he says like strive, right, you know, against them, strive for I, against them, those who strive with I. It's almost like plead my cause legally. What's not brought out from the Hebrew sense. So the Meribah from Reba, means to strive, but like it's like a legal, like my attorney is arguing on my behalf against the prosecutor, right, in that sense, right? But Meribah here was their chiding and strife with Yahuwah, with Jehovah, because of the striving, right? Almost like bringing up a legal argument, you know, against their benefactor, because of the striving, right? Taking Jehovah, in a sense, to his own court against himself. The striving of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, and because they tempted Yahweh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, saying, is Yahuwah among us or no? Or lo? Is he who he be amongst us or not? In other words, we want this, we're not getting this, so is he really here? Does he really exist? Interesting how the lost sheeple right, even among the latter-day pro-black scribes and Pharisees. It's the same thing. Exodus chapter 17, verse 7, also compared Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 16, and Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 22, as well as Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 8, in connection with Masa. Right? That's the basic phi cycle, the first of the two-fold truths, the Hebrew two truths. Now to the meta phi cycle, the metaphysical of Masa, the more psycho-spiritual application. So we have the natural, the temporal, right? Here, the earthly first, now the heavenly, the higher type. Masa is the trial of faith. Masa represents the trial of the emunah, of what one admits, credits as truth, admits as truth, leans upon, right, in the psycho-spiritual sense as being true. The temptation that so often overtakes the would-be overcomer, the would-be menatzeach, the lamnatzeach, to the chief musician, menatzeach, in Revelation, the Hebrew Revelation, menatzeach, the one who natzach, gains victory, overcoming. The would-be overcomer at the beginning, at the reshith, even the bereshith, the beginning of his or her awakening to the deeper truths, the deeper realities of haruach, of the spirit of the irid. At the beginning of his or her attempt to trust, right, yea, amen, to trust, to credit, to admit as truth, ha'elohim, ha'elohim, fully, fulfilling, for health, fully for supply, fully fulfilling for all things. This temptation on the psycho-spiritual level is to doubt ha'elohim, the power, the sources, guiding, protecting, restoring, sustaining, all providing, all sufficient, all satisfying presence, perception, POV, and power and willingness when one comes face to face, panim il panim, face to face with the seeming, what seems to be the lack and what seems to be the hard or difficult conditions or situations or even situations that are indeed the result, the ikev, the consequences, the ikev of one's formerly ignorant, not knowing beliefs and thoughts. After his first great victory, the victory, the natsach, the victory of healing, or whatever it might be, man, the human being, male or female, right, in the fullness, but man feels that he is eligible for the promised land, for that state of mind, and is forever past all that pertains to error and erroneous thought. But there are still many, many, enough old unbeliefs, unbeliefs, and other ikev, right, results of ignorant, of the unknowing, the unknown, the not knowing thoughts, as well as the doings, what you done did to be straightened out, to be corrected, before his life, I and I liberty, becomes a grand and a sweet song of praise and eyes. Now, it is while he is meeting these difficulties, bringing out the metaphysical sense of Masa, right, of Masa, right, while one is meeting these difficulties and overcoming, right, gaining the victory over them, that his, her, I and I, emuna, amen, right, our faith, our admittance, our credit is tested. In such cases, he or she or one of I and I sometimes find oneself very, for lack of a better word, negative. Instead of remaining firm, right, instead of holding firm and being steadfast in ha'emet, steadfast in the truth, the meaning signified, of Massah. So what happened at Massah? The people complained about the lack of water. And what happened there? Ha'el, Ha'el, Ha'lehim, Alahayim, Yahuwah Elohayim, our Elohim, our power, commanded Moshe to strike the rock and to bring it forth. And remember that the Massah here is that which was located in the Rephidim Desert near Sinai. Question 38. What happened at the Kibrot HaTa'awa? Kibrot HaTa'awa, modern Hebrew, the Kibrot HaTa'awa. What happened at the Kibrot HaTa'awa? Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 22, Numbers chapter 11, verse 34. Now, first of all, let's define the Kibrot HaTa'awa. What is the Kibrot HaTa'awa? All right, the Kibrot. In the ancient pointing, Kibrot, Kibrot, from Kabar, 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 like to bury. So the Kibrot are the graves. HaTa'awa, HaTa'awa, ancient pointing, HaTa'awa, 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 is lust, like strong desires, right? Strong desires. Right, in a more maybe a negative sense in this context, right, the graves of lust. So what happened at the graves of lust, and what's the meaning of the Kibrot, right, HaTa'awa? The Kibrot HaTa'awa, graves of lust, the graves of the longing, Ta'awa, 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 Tava, Tava, HaTa'awa, HaTa'awa, longing, burial places, Kibrot, Kibrot. The Kivrot, the burial places of appetite, HaTa'awa, the sepulcher, Kivrot, of willful desires, HaTa'awa, the sepulchers of self-will, HaTa'awa, Kivrot HaTa'awa. Well, this was a camping place, one of the 42 spots of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, in the Midbar, in the wilderness. It was given this name because in this place, this makom, this spot, Ha'amja, people were buried. Kibrot HaTa'awa, they were buried who had died, got deaded up on as a result of Aikev. Remember the Aikev, the heels of, consequently, right, as a result of lusting after flesh to eat. Very interesting. Even in the new name, precious name, we have here at the groundation in the glory of His Majesty that the children of Israel, they lusted for debtors. Right? John said you could eat, you know, these clean ones. Don't eat the unclean ones. Moderation in all things and all things. But here we get a very interesting, we say, Brit Chadasha, new name, precious name context here. They actually lusted. It wasn't just because they ate debtors, but they were lusting. See, there's a difference. You know, some, you know, they eat, in other words, to live. Some live to eat. And here they were lusting, right, after debtors to eat. What's the metaphysical cycle of the Kivrot HaTa'awa? The Kivrot HaTa'awa, the result of intense, unrestrained, and seeming when it gets so unrestrained, it's like it can't be, it seems that way, willful, I can do what I want to do. Sensual desire. Now, the sensual desire in the context of Rabbeinu and Rabbi Yeshua HaNotzri, when he talks about the five wise and the five foolish virgins, even looking at our senses, we have our natural senses or the natural aspects of our senses. But what about our spiritual senses? Those natural, we could say the sensual, the natural senses gone wild. Right? When a man gives way completely, totally, right, to the appetites and desires of the flesh, right, of the flesh, of the debtors, he or she soon brings about a breaking up of his consciousness. And this is known as mavet, right? Mavet, mawet, mot, moot. Right, he gets mooted on, muta, right, he gets deaded on, right. So here we have that when a man, the Kibrot HaTa'awa signifies that when a human being gives way completely, right, to the sensual, to the lower, right, appetites and desires of the flesh, even for the flesh, he soon brings about a breaking up of his consciousness. So even being in that consciousness, even that Christ consciousness, Messiah mindfulness, that promised land, that state of mind, it breaks it up. And the breaking up is what's known as the mavet, right, or the mawet. You know, like that drink they call mawet? Yeah, the drink, actually, the name in Hebrew actually means death. But anyway, right? So what happened there, the people complained about the lack of meat, of debtors, and they missed, right, and how they missed the free fish of Mitzrayim, the free fish of Kemet, desiring, quote, meat, or as I and the new name, precious name, and Yahweh, bringing out the significance, desiring debtors, right, desiring, right, and having an unrestrained desire for debtors, it led to further judgment. As Yahweh, as Jehovah sent a torrent of plague-riddled quail. You don't pick that up in the English, right? We pick it up in the Hebrew, right? Plague-riddled quail from the sea to overwhelm the camp. And it talks about how they gorged themselves. They gorged themselves until it was coming out. It was like almost like coming out of their orifices to show how, you know, moderation in all things. Especially all good things, but here they went too far. That's what happened at the graves of lust, right? At the Kivrot HaTava. Question 39. What happened at the Kadesh Barnea? See, these spots, these places, right, in the Brit Chadasha sense, these spots, these places, they signify also the steps, right, the different experiences, even in the Moshiach. Right, and even being called into the way, truth, and life of the King of Kings Christ, the way, truth, and life of Moshiach. Right, so here we have the Kadesh Barnea, Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 23, Numbers chapter 14, verse 1. What happened there? Well, the people rebelled against Yahuwah, against Jehovah, after hearing the report of the spies. Well, actually, after hearing the Deba, the evil report of the 10 spies who outnumbered the 2 true spies. And once again, we liken this in the reality of the King of Kings Highway with what happened in Shashamani, right? Even the so-called Shashamani land grant, right? 10 outnumbered 2, right? And what happened after that? Did the people go through? No, it seemed like a whole generation missed the mark. Some of them went in, yeah. Only those went in. Notice that whole generation of those who actually got to see the land was those 12. And 10 of them brought back an evil report. Doesn't remind you of the Shashamani land grant? You know what happened there in 1970s? Anyway, more on that. This sin, this uckery, fookery of unbelief, of lack of faith, is the unpardonable sin. This kind of unbelief, lack of emuna, lack of admittance, lack of admitting as true, is the, quote, unpardonable sin, the unpardonable chatiyat, uckery of HaTorah, of Jah's direction, instruction, which ultimately resulted in Moshe likewise being forbidden to enter the land. Kind of interesting when we look at it, seeing how Moses, how he was always ready, even Aharon, to plea bargain for the people. Now the name Kadesh Barnea, Kadesh refers to the holy, like a holy place, a set apart, Kadesh, right? Barnea refers to wavering, like a sense of wavering. You know, like I like Garnet Silk's, St. Garnet's tune, the tune that he has, bring out the sense of the Hebrew Barnea. Sometimes happy, slashing, dashing, restless sleep. You know, sometimes happy, sometimes sad, that wavering, right? Not really firmness. So it's like that wavering at the holy place. But more on the Kadesh, metaphysically speaking, as we move forward. Let's bring it right here to this Fartiv question. Why did Moshe review all these failures? Right? He went over these key failures. He could have talked about a lot of things, no doubt, happened in the 40 years. But why these key incidences are mentioned? Why does he review all these failures to Ha'am? And especially to the children of the generation that had failed before. The children now, this new generation. Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 25 to 29. Well, to remind Jah people of their need, right? Their need for intercession, right? Their need for intercession, teshuva, during the 40 days of Teshuva. After the sin, the akari of the Egel Masecha, the sin of the molten calf, falsely called the golden calf, Moshe, he interceded for Kol Yisrael, for all of Israel, for Israel Hulu. This saved the nation from utter and sudden destruction. This saved the nation. This had saved the people. And what is interesting is where we're at right here. You know the reason for the season. Let's go to question 41. When did Moshe return to Har Sinai to renew the covenant? According to Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 1. Moshe, he ascended the second time. His second aliyah, his second going up ascension was on Elul first. Now, here, reason for the season. Right here, we're completing the fifth month, the Av, the Hebrew month of Av, especially at the time, the Tisha B'Av, the ninth of Av. Here we got a couple more days, you know, to the fifth moon, the month of the Father. Then we move forward with Elul, though, the sixth month. So it is said that Moshe, so this Torah reading and feeding here in the season, in the time, it also reminds and corresponds with what happened in the season and in the time. Right, so therefore, in this season and this time is that preparation, the cheshbon hanefesh, as we're moving forward to the fall festival season, to the last three of the seven feasts, appointments of Jehovah, mainly to the Day of Trumpets, the Yom Teruah, known as Rosh Hashanah, the Civil New Year, even Ethiopian Kingdom of God New Year. Then we have the Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement. And then we have fulfilling, right? We say the holy, you know, the holy, the churchical, ecclesiastical year, these 7 months. So the 7 months in season. After these 7 months, 7 moons, what's known as out of season. So you might have heard the expression in season, out of season. Hebraically, Judaically, this is what it means. So Moshe, he ascended the second time on Elul, or the first day of the sixth moon, and descended 40 days, right, 40 days later on the 10th of Tishri, or the 10th of the seventh moon, right, which is the end of the Yom HaKippurim. So the connection with the covenant being renewed. So remember, they came into the covenant, they broke the covenant. Then the covenant was renewed. So we had the Brit Chadasha, the renewed covenant, even in the old covenant. Right? The new covenant in the old covenant. Did you know that the new covenant, just as Moshe, right, just as Moshe was in the wilderness for 40 days, we had those 40 days in the Brit Chadasha. As Aharon was the first Christ, Hebrew Christ, or anointed, right, and therefore in the New Covenant, Hebrews bring out that sense for the Hebrews that should overstand these things. Question 42. Who made the Ark of the Covenant, Aharon HaBrit, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 1? Well, Moses made an Aron 8, right? Moses made an Aron Ark 8, a ark of wood, etz, right? The eight, right? In Amharic, the itz is herb in Amharic, but in the good is itz is wood, and here the eight from that itz, Aron 8, a ark of wood that was used to hold the second set of tablets. In Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 5. Later, Betzalel, very interesting name, Betzal, in the Tzal. Tzal means shade, and El is the Almighty. Be means in, so Betzalel means in the shade of God, in the shade of the Almighty. So it was Betzalel, one of the chief craftsmen for the tabernacle and the holy things, who had that wisdom of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. He apparently made another ark as specified by Moshe's instructions by the Torah regarding the Mishkan. And that was brought forward in Exodus chapter 37, verse 1. So some might try to get you know, disciples who are not, you know, maybe very diligent to say, oh, look at the Bible, contradict yourself. Betzalel made the ark, and then it says that Moses made the ark. No, you don't read Hebrew, you're not studying to show yourself approved, so you disapprove, unapproved.
Moses made a temporary carrying device, an ark of wood, right? Just a regular wood, right? The direction instructions came down later on. The first business here is Yisrael's, we say, forgiveness, is renewing the covenant. That was the major business at this present time, seeing that they had come into the covenant and so quickly had broken the covenant. Question 43. Who carved the first stone tablets? Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 1. Compare this with Exodus chapter 24, verse 12. Ha'el Atzmo, Elohim himself. The second set of tablets were carved by Moshe during the time of Teshuvah, during the time of repentance, of thinking different, of repentance. In both cases, however, Ha'el, the Almighty, wrote, Ha'elohim wrote the same words, the same Debarim, the same words on the stones, according to Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 4. That's interesting. And that's interesting because of this right here, here, here. Every time I hear the word, the word, the word. Sima, Sima, Rastafari.
Rastafari
Hoy, Sima. Kadamala Halasalasi. Negusa Negestachin, I and I, King of Kings. Kadamala Halasalasi. And no, he is the one giving us this word here, here, here. Question 44, what is the Hebrew expression for the pseudonymous, pseudo, falsely or incorrectly, nomos, incorrectly named or falsely named, Ten Commandments? What is the Hebrew expression? According to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 4, the ten things, the ten words, or the ten utterances. So in the English, right, from the one, Aseret, Aseret, Aseret HaDevarim. Aseret, Aseret HaDevarim. Modern Hebrew, Aseret HaDevarim. HaDevarim. The Devar, Devar, Debar, word, Devarim, the word. Aseret, Aseret, the ten. So the ten things, the ten matters, the ten utterances, the ten words. This is the Hebrew, right, the Hebrew expression. Right here, 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 for this right here. The key word, the key word, the key word here, Hebraically speaking. Let's just share this right here from the Hebrew. One more. There we go. The ten utterances in Hebrew.
Anochi Adonai Elohecha, lo yiyelecha Elohim acherim al panai. Lo tisha et shem Adonai Elohecha lashav. Zachor et yom ha-shabbat lekadeshu. כבד את אביך ואת אמך, לא תרצח, לא תנאף, לא תגנוב, לא תענה ורעך עד שקר, לא תחמוד בית רעך.
Hey, hey, here, artist Waliki here with 10 commands.
Never lost your way, the Most High is so great.
Let the truth and not the dream. Nothing more to be said.
Isis, the chants, the Isis of Dawid, of David,
Dawid, of David, Dawid, of David, Dawid.
And here, the Midrash, a study on today, Psalm Yizmor Kof Zayin, Psalm 107, Psalm CVII. And here, we begin Book 5 of the Psalter of the Sefer Tehillim, of the Isis, the chants, the Isis of Dawid, of David, here. Psalm theme, divine providence, ivine, pro vida, providence, pro before vida, looking to see, looking ahead, ivine, providence. Here. Today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Zayin. Here, beginning the fifth book of the Psalter from Psalm 107 to Psalm 150, from Psalm CVII to Psalm CL. Here. Today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Zayin. A midrash, a study on today's psalm. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. So let the redeemed of the Lord say, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the adversary. Here, today's psalm, Psalm 107, the Aleph and the Beit verses, the first and the second verses. Hodu la Yahuwah ki tov ki le'olam chasado yomru. Geulei Yahuwah Asher Ge'alam Miyad Tsar. Oh, give thanks to Jehovah. Hodu La Yahuwah, for he is good. Ki Tob, for good. Ki Tob. Hodu La Yahuwah Ki Tob, for his mercy endureth forever. For ever. Ki Le'olam Chasado, for his mercy, chasado, endure, le'olam, for Iva. Ki le'olam, chasado. So, make the redeemed of Jehovah say, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the adversary. Yomru, ge'ulei Yahuwah. So, make say, the redeemed of Jehovah, Yomru, say, them to say, Yomru, Geulei, Yahuwah, whom Asher, he hath redeemed, them who he hath redeemed, Asher, Ge'alam, Asher Ge'alam, Miyad Tzar, Miyad, from the Yad, from the hand, Miyad Tzar, from the hand of the Tzar, Miyad Tzar, from the hand of the adversary. Hodu la Yahuwah ki tov ki le'olam chasdo. Yomru geulei Yahuwah asher galam miyad tzar. Elsewhere, this is what scriptures say, even in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 48, verse 11. For my own sake, will I do it. Le'ma'ini, e'eseh. For mine own sake, lit my knee, for mine own sake, lit my knee, will I do it? Lit my knee, lit my knee. The scripture does not say, for mine own sake will I do it, but for mine own sake, for mine own sake will I do it. Lit my knee, lit my knee. Scripture does not say, for mine own sake will I do it, but for mine own sake will I do it. Le'mayni, e'eseh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, I shall do it for no reason other than that Shemi, my name, Shemi, the Hashem, the name, Shemi, should not be profane. But why? Lamaze? Why is for mine own sake le ma'ini? But why is for mine own sake said twice le ma'ini e'ese? Because Hakadosh, the Holy One, the Sanctified, the Set Apart, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, said, even as when you were in Egypt, in Mitzrayim, in Kemet, I redeemed you for the sake of Shemi, my name. So in Edom, in Edom, I shall save you for the sake of Shemi, for the sake of my name. As is said even in the 106th Psalm, Hebraically, the 8th verse, where it reads, nevertheless, He saved them for His name's sake. Nevertheless, He saved them for His name's sake. Vayosha'im lima'an shemo. Nevertheless, He saved them for His name's sake. Vayosha'im lima'an shemo. And even as I redeemed you in this world, so I shall redeem you in the olam haba, in the world to come. Therefore, le'ma'ini, for mine own sake, is said twice. Le'ma'ini, e'eseh, for mine own sake, for mine own sake will I do it. Therefore, for mine own sake is said twice. By that, ha'el, ha'el, Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, the power meant, my glory will I not give to another, and other. Even here in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 48, verse 11. Ukvodi le'achir lo etain, and my glory, ukvodi, and my kavod, ukabodi, and my glory, le'achir, to another, lo etain, no I give, will I not give, ukabodi, le'achir, lo etain. Rav Huna HaKohen Bar Abin said that at the end of 40 years, Moshe admonished Yisrael, even in Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 3 and verse 5, where it reads, know therefore this day that the Lord thy God is He that goeth over before thee, I,
not for thy righteousness or for the uprightness of thy heart dost thou go in to possess their land.
Ve'yadalta hayom ki Yahweh Eloheka hu ha'over lefaneka esha okla hu yashmideima v'hu yachne'ima lefaneka ve'horashtam ve'ha'avadtam mahir ka'asher diber Yahweh lak. For the full verse, know therefore this day ve'yada'ita hayom that Jehovah, the I Elohim, is he who goeth over before thee as a devouring fire. Ve'yada'ita hayom ki Yahweh Eloheka hu ha'ober lefaneka esha okla. He will destroy them, and he will bring them down before thee. So shalt thou drive them out and make them to perish quickly, as Yahuwah, as Jehovah, has spoken to thee. I, who yashmideima wehu yakne'ima lefaneka wehorashtama wehabadtama mahir kasher diber Yahuwah lak. And here for the full verse 5, Lo vitzidkateka ua veyoshera levaveka atava la resheta eta arza kia berishata ha goyim haele Yahuwah Eloheka morisham mipaneka ula maana hakima eta ha davara ashera nishba Yahuwah la avoteka Le Avraham, Le Yitzhak, Ua Le Yaakov.
For the full verse 5, Deuteronomy chapter 9, here, verse 5. Not for thy righteousness, Lo Bitzidkateka, or for the uprightness of thy heart, Ua Be Yoshera Lebabeka. Dost thou go in to possess their land? Ata ba la resheta eta arzam. But for the wickedness, the wretchedness of these nations, Yahuwah Eloheka, Jehovah the I Elohim, thy power, doth drive them out from before thee, from before thee, I. Ki berishata hagoyim ha'el. Yahuwah Eloheka, morishama mipaneka. And that he may establish the word. And that he may establish the word. U lima'an, ulma'an hakim eta hadabar. That Yahuwah, Jehovah, swore to thy fathers, to thy patriarchs, Asher nishaba'a, Yahuwah, La Avoteka, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, Le Abraham, Le Yitzhaka, Ula Yaakov, Lo Bitzidkateka, Ua Beyoshera Le Babeka, Ataba, La Resheta Et Arzam, Kia Berisha Ata, Hagoyim Hael, Yahuwah Eloheka, Morishama Mipaneka, Ulmaana Hakima Eta Hadavar, Asher Nishva, Yahuwah La Avoteka, Le Avraham, Le Yitzhak, Ul Yaakov, Ul Yaakov. So, Rav Huna HaKohen Bar Abin, Rav Huna the priest, Bar Abin, he said that at the end of 40 years, Moses admonished Yisrael, Israel, even in the words from Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 3, know therefore this day, ve'yada'ita hayom, that Yahuwah Eloheka, he who be, who be thy power, is he that goeth over before thee, ki Yahuwah Eloheka, hu ha'over lefaneka. Not for thy righteousness or for the uprightness of thy heart. Lo bitzidkateka ubeyoshera lebabeka. Dost thou, the I, go in to possess their land. Ata ba la resheta eta arzam. Moshe, in saying, not for thy righteousness or for the uprightness of thy heart dost thou, the eye, go in to possess their land, nor for the wickedness of these nations. Hear, hear, hear. Hear, hear, hear. HaTorah says, not for thy righteousness or for the uprightness of thy heart dost thou go in to possess their land, but for the wickedness, the ratchetness of these nations. Lo bitzidkateka, ube yosher lebaveka, ata ba la resheta et arzam, kia be rishat hagoyim haele. Moshe meant that not for these three reasons did Ha'el, Ha'el, Ha'elahim, the power, permit Yisrael to possess the land. And here, here, Midrash note. And here, here, here. And here, here, the Midrash note on today's Psalm Yizmor Kof Zayin, Psalm 107. Here, the translation of the comment, as well as the saying, nor for the wickedness, the ratchetness, instead of the usual reading, the KJV, even the JV, the Yehudi version, because of the wickedness, because of the ratchetness, some say is conjectural. Right here, here, here. Lo bitzidkateka uave yoshera levavika atava la resheta et arzam kia be risha'ata hagoyim ha'ele. The usual read is, not for thy righteousness, lo bitzidkateka, or for the uprightness of thy heart, uva yosher levaveka, dost thou go in to possess their land. Ata ba la resheta et arzam. Here the Yehudi version, the JV, the KJV says, but for the wickedness of these nations. Here in the Masoretic Hebrew, ki for birishat, in the ratchetness, ki birishata hagoyim haele, for in the ratchetness, in the wickedness. So the sense of but is not here, rather ki for, because ki by way of rishat, the ratchetness, ki berishata hagoyi, the nations, ha'ele, these nations, ki berishat hagoyi ha'ele. So here in the Midrash, not for thy righteousness or for the uprightness of thy heart dost thou go in to possess their land, nor for the wickedness, the ratchetness of these nations. For in the wickedness, the Hebrew would be brought out better as, for in the wickedness, ki berishat, in the wickedness, hagoyim ha'ele, of these nations, the wickedness, the ratchetness of these nations. Moshe Rabbeinu meant that not for these three reasons did Ha'el, Ha'elahim, the power, permit Yisrael to possess the land. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said further, nor have I done this for the sake of Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For whose sake then? For whose sake then? For my great name's sake. David said, seeing what Ha'el, Ha'elahim, the power, does for his great name's sake, oh, give thanks, young for eyes, is to Jehovah, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever, for ever. Hodu la Yahuwah, ki tov, ki le'olam chasado. Hodu, give thanks, y'all. Hodu la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, ki tov, for good, ki tov, for good. Translated as, for he is good in the Hebrew, ki for tov, for good. Hodu la Yahuwah ki tov, ki le'olam chasado. Oh, give thanks to he who he be, to Jehovah. Hodu la Yahuwah ki tov, for good. Ki for le'olam, for ever, chasado, his mercy, his loving kindness. Rav Berakaya said in the name of Rav Chelbo, who taught in the name of Rav Shemuel Samuel, who are meant by the redeemed. In the Beit verse, the second verse of today's Psalm, Mizmor Kof Zain, Psalm 107, verse 2, let the redeemed of the Lord say, who are meant by the redeemed? In Yomru, Geulei Yahuwah, so make the redeemed of Jehovah, he who be, we be, say. What is meant by the Geulei, the redeemed in Yomru, Geulei Yahuwah, may the redeemed of Jehovah say. Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, the people of Israel. This Isaiah, Isaiah made explicit in saying, even in Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 35 and 10, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come with singing to Zion, and the ransomed of Jehovah shall return and come with singing to Zion. Here, Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 35, here, the first part of the 10th verse. Ufa duye Yahuwah Yeshuvuna Uavaot Ziona Berina, and the ransomed of Jehovah shall return. Ufa duye Yahuwah Yeshuvun Ufa duye Yahuwah Yeshuvun, and the ransomed of Jehovah shall return. Ubau Zion Berina, and come. Ubau Uvao, Ubao, and they shall come Zion to Zion, Be'rina, with singing, and come with singing to Zion. Ufaduye Yahuwah Yeshubuna, Ubao Zion, Be'rina. He did not say, quote, the ransomed of Eliyahu, of Elijah, nor the ransomed of the King Messiah of Moshiach HaMelech, but the ransomed of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. Ufaduye Yahuwah, ufade, ufaduye Yahuwah, the ransomed of Jehovah. Even so, the psalm, the Mizmor, the chant, the Isis, speaks of the redeemed of Yahuwah, the redeemed of Jehovah. Geulei Yahuwah, Geulei Yahuwah. Another explanation of so make the redeemed of Jehovah say, Yomru Geulei Yahuwah, and gather them out of the lands. They wandered in the wilderness. So make the redeemed of Jehovah say, and gather them out of the lands. They wandered in the wilderness. Hear. Today's Psalm, Psalm 107, verse 1, verse 2, and verse 4. Yomru Geulei Yahuwah. Here, this will be the third verse. And gather them out of the lands. U'mei eratzota kibtzam. And gather them out of the lands. Ta'ua vamidbara bia shimon darek. They wandered in the wilderness in a desert way. Ta'ua vamidbara bia shimon darek. They wandered in the wilderness. Are these words praise of Ha'el, the power, the true good, the true God of Ha'elohim, Ha'lahayim, Ha'ilahim? Yes, said David. Yes, said David. Yes, said David. And here, Midrash, note, the ET, the edited text, has HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He. For though they wandered in the Midbar, Bamidbar, Ha'el, Ha'el, the power of the Almighty, Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, gathered them. But does wandered mean that they were lost? Bamidbar? Does wander mean, does the Hebrew ta'u, does that mean that they were lost? Bamidbar, in the wilderness? Rav Yehuda bar Shalom, Judah bar Shalom explained, in repeating the two verses from the previous psalm, from Psalm 106, Hebrew, the 47th verse, save us, O Lord our God, and gather us, and the next verse from Psalm 106, the 48th verse, blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. And here, Mizmor Kof Vav Kof Wow, here, Psalm 106, verse 47 and verse 48. Hosheinu, Yahuwah Eloheinu, save us, save Ainai, Hosheinu, Hosheinu, save Ainai, Yahweh, 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 O Jehovah Eloheinu, Ainai, Elohim, Vikavtzeinu, Vikavtzeinu, we and Kavtzeinu, and gather us, and gather Ainai, Min Hagoyim, from among the nations. And verse 48, blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. Baruch Yahweh Elohei Yisrael. Baruch Yahuwah Elohei Yisrael. Blessed be Jehovah. Baruch Yahuwah, the Elohim, the power of Yisrael, of Israel. Elohei Yisrael. And here the Midrash note. The two verses are repeated in 1 Chronicles. These two verses are repeated in 1 Chronicles, chapter 16, verses 35 to verse 36. And here, 1 Chronicles, chapter 16, verses 35 and 36, a repeat here, of Psalm 106, verse 47, 48. And say ye, and save y'all, say y'all, save us, save Ainai, O Elohim of Ainai salvation, and gather us, gather Ainai together, and deliver us, I deliver Ainai from the heathen, that we, that Ainai may give thanks, young for Isis, to thy Isla name, to thy holy, thy set apart name, and glory in thy praise, glory in thy Isis. Blessed be Yahuwah, Jehovah Elohe Yisrael, the Elohim of Israel, forever and ever, for ever and ever. And all the people said, Amen, and praise and Isis, Yahuwah, Jehovah. Here, 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 35 to verse 36. So scripture implies that HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, said, though they wander from the path of righteousness, I shall redeem them, as I did in the wilderness, Bamidbar. For it is said, even in Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 45, verse 17, O Israel, that in future ages will be saved by the Lord. O Yisrael, that in future ages will be saved by Jehovah. Yisrael nosha'a b'Yahuwah t'shu'ata olamim. O Israel, Yisrael, that art saved, nosha'a, by Jehovah, by Yahuwah, with an everlasting, an eternal, everlasting salvation. T'shu'at olamim. Yisrael nosha'a b'Yahuwah t'shu'ata olamim. And scripture says also, even in Zechariah chapter 12, verse 7, the Lord shall save the tents of Judah as of yore. Here, Zechariah chapter 12, verse 7, v'hoshi'a Yahuwah eta Ah, Holeya Yehuda, Barishona. Jehovah, he who be, who ye be, also shall save. With Hoshea, Yahuwah, the tents, Eta Ahole, of Judah, Yehuda, first, Barishona. With Hoshea, Yahuwah, Eta Ahole, Yehuda, Barishona. Jehovah shall save the tents as of yore. Hear, from the Hebrew, Barishona, at the first, as of yore, at the first, as in the beginning, Wehoshia, Yahuwah, et Aholeya Yehuda, Barishona. Hence, hear, it is said, they wandered in the wilderness, Ta'ua Bamidbar, Biashimon Darek. They wandered in the wilderness, Ta'u, Bamidbar. Ta'u, they wandered, Bamidbar, in the wilderness. In a desert way, Biashimon Darek. Biashimon Darek, in a desert way. Ta'u, Bamidbar, Biashimon Darek. A different exposition, it reads the verse literally, the redeemed of the Lord, whom he hath redeemed, will say. In a different exposition here of today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Zayin, Psalm 107, the verse is read literally, reading the verse literally, the redeemed of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, whom he hath redeemed, will say, Yomru Geulei Yahuwah, the redeemed of Jehovah, whom he hath redeemed, will say. One would expect scripture, to have said, the redeemed of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, whom he will redeem, will say. Or, the redeemed of Jehovah, whom he hath redeemed, said. One would expect the scripture to have said, the redeemed of Jehovah, whom he will redeem, will say, or the redeemed of Jehovah, whom he hath redeemed, said. Rav Yehuda Bar Shalom, Judah Bar Shalom explained, scripture puts it exactly, beduk, exactly, for the word of HaKadosh, the Holy One, the set apart, the sanctified, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, is identical with the deed. For the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is identical with the deed. And from whose life can one prove this? From Abraham's. What is said of Abraham? Even in Bereshith, in Genesis chapter 15, verse 18, where it reads, in that day, Jehovah made a covenant with Abram, saying, to thy seed have I given this land. Bayom hahu karata Yahuwah et Abram berita lemor lezareka natati et haareta hazot. In that day, Yahweh, Jehovah, made a covenant with Abram, saying, Bayom hahua karata Yahuwah et Abram berit lemor, to thy seed, lezareka, to thy seed, lezareka, natati, have I given, natati, et haaretz hazot, this land, et haaretz hazot, this land. Bayom hahua karata Yahuwah et Avram brita lemor lizarka natati et haaretz hazot. The scripture does not say shall give, but natati, I have given. The scripture does not say shall give, will give, but I have given, natati, but did Abraham already have sons, Bani? At that time, at that Iowa, he had not yet begotten a Ben, a bane, a son. However, the word, the Dabar of HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, the Idol One, blessed be He, is identical with the deed. HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Idol One, blessed be He, declares, when I say a thing, behold, it is done. HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, declares, when I say a thing, when I sing, behold, it done. Behold, it done. Therefore, when Scripture says the redeemed of Yahuwah, the redeemed of Jehovah, Geulei Yahuwah, it is because He has already redeemed them. 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 Redeemed them.
The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, 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 even in Jerusalem, 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 even in Jerusalem. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, even in Jerusalem. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Judah, 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 against Judah. In that day shall the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And the house of David shall be as God,
as God, as God, as God, as God, as God, as God,
as the angel of the Lord before them, before them.
Padamawi, Padamawi, Inflatia.
The whole place is due for
תהילים ספר חמישי, מזמור קוף זיין. הודו לאדוני כי טוב, כי לעולם חסדו. יאמרו גאולי אדוני, אשר גאלם מיד צר, ומארצות קיבצם, ממזרח וממערב, מצפון ומים. טעו במדבר בשמעון דרך, עיר מושב לא מצאו. רעבים גם צמאים, נפשם בהם תתעטף. ויצעקו אל אדוני בצר להם, ממצוקותיהם יצילם. וידריכם בדרך ישרה, ללכת אל עיר מושב. יודו לאדוני חסדו, ונפלאותיו לבני אדם. כי הסביע נפש שוקקה, ונפש רעבה מלטו. יושבי חושך וצל מוות, אסירי עוני וברזל. כי המרו אמראל, ועצת עליון נעצו. ויחנע בעמל ליבם, קשלו ואין עוזר. ויזעקו אל אדוני בצר להם, ממצוקותיהם יושיעם. יוציאם מחושך וצל מוות, ומוסרותיהם ינתק. יודו לאדוני חסדו, ונפלאותיו לבני אדם. כי שיבר דלתות נחושת, ובריחי ברזל גדיע, אבילים מדרך פשעם, ומעוונותיהם יתענו, כל אוכל תתעב נפשם, ויגיעו עד שערי מוות, ויזעקו אל אדוני בצר להם, ממצוקותיהם יושעם, ישלח דברו וירפאם, וימלט משחיתותם, יודו לאדוני חסדו, ונפלאותיו לבני אדם. ויזבחו זבחי תודה, ויספרו מעשיו ברינה. יורדי הים באוניות, עושה מלאכה במים רבים. המה ראו מעשה אדוני ונפלאותיו בלצולה. ויאמר ויעמד רוח שערה ותרומם גליו. יעלו שמיים ירדו תהומות, נפשם ברעה תתמוגג. יחוגו וינועו כשיכור, וכל חוכמתם תתבלע. ויצעקו אל אדוני בצר להם, וממצוקותיהם יוציאם. יקם שערה לדממה, ויחשו גליהם. וישמחו כי ישתוקו, וימחם אל מחוז עצם. יודו לאדוני חסדו, ונפלאותיו לבני אדם. וירוממוהו בקהל עם, ובמושב זקנים יהללוהו. ישם נהרות למדבר, ומוצא אמים לצמאון. ארץ פרי למלאכה, מרעת יוש ובח. ישם מדבר לאגם מים, וארץ צייה למוצא אמים. ויושב שם רעבים, ויכוננו עיר מושב, ויזרעו שדות ויתבעו חרמים, ויעשו פרי תבואה. ויברכם וירבו מאוד, ובהמתם לא ימעיט. וימעטו וישועו מעוצר רעה ויגון. שופך בוז על נדיבים, ויתעם בתוהו לא דרך. ויסגב אביון מעוני, וישם כצון משפחות. יראו ישרים וישמחו, וכל עוולה קפצה פיה. מי חכם וישמור אלה, ויתבוננו חסדי אדוני. תהילים ספר חמישי, מזמור קז. הודו לאדוני כי טוב, כי לעולם חסדו. תהילים ספר חמישי, מזמור קז. תהילים ספר חמישי, מזמור קז. הודו לאדוני כי טוב, כי לעולם חסדו. יאמרו גאולי אדוני אשר גאלם מיצר, ומארצות קיבצם ממזרח וממערב, מצפון ומים. תהילים ספר חמישי, מזמור קז. הודו לאדוני כי טוב, כי לעולם חסדו. תהילים ספר חמישי, מזמור קז. תהילים ספר חמישי, מזמור קז. תהילים ספר חמישי, מזמור קז. הודו לאדוני כי טוב, כי לעולם חסדו. תהילים ספר חמישי, מזמור קז. הודו לאדוני כי טוב, כי לעולם חסדו. תהילים ספר חמישי, מזמור קז. תהילים ספר חמישי, מזמור קז. תהילים ספר חמישי מזמור קוף זיין. תהילים ספר חמישי מזמור קוף זיין. הודו לאדוני כי טוב, כי לעולם חסדו. חסדו, 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 חסדו.
סלאסיה,
סטפארה,
אבא
גדה,
אבא תאיה
קלה,
מנה
סעיפה,
תדה,
ורשה,
תא,
תא,
תא.
Another explanation of, so let the redeemed of Jehovah say, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the adversary, and gather them out of the lands. Hear, 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 today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Zain, Kof Zain. Hear, hear, Hebraically, the Beit and the Gimel, the Gamel verse, the second and the third verse. Yomru Gule Yahuwah Asher Galama Miyad Tzara Uameya Eratzota Kibtzam. So make the redeemed of Jehovah say, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the adversary, and gather them out of the lands. Yomru Gule Yahuwah Asher Galam Miyad Tzara Uameya Eratzota Kibtzam. Even as a bird is held fast, firmly, in the hand of the hunter who, if he wishes, slays it, or if he wishes, lets it live. So Israel, Yisrael, was held fast, firm, in the hand of the Bnei Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, the Chemites, as the scripture notes in saying, even in Shemot, in Exodus, Exodus chapter 3, verse 8. I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians. Va'ereda lehatzilo miyad mitzrayim. And I am come down to deliver, to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians. Va'ereda lehatzilo miyad mitzrayim. And I am come down. Va'ered. Wa and ered, I come down, I descend. Wa ered li hatzilo, to deliver them, to deliver him. Miyad, from the hand, Mitzrayim, the Egyptians. Wa ereda li hatzilo, miyad Mitzrayim. And also in Shemot, in Exodus, Exodus chapter 14, verse 30. Thus, like this, Yahuwah Jehovah, Yahweh, save Yisrael, Israel, that day, out of the hand of the Egyptians. Vayosha Yahuwah, Bayom Hahua et Yisrael, Miyad Mitzrayim. Thus, like this, Yahweh, Jehovah, save Israel, Yisrael, that day, out of the hand of the Mitzrayim, out of the hand of the committee, the commissions, the Egyptians. Vayosha Yahuwah Bayom Hahu et Yisrael Miyad Mitzrayim. Rav Abba Bar Kahana taught, in the name of our masters, Israel, Yisrael, was like a youngling held fast, held firm in the womb of its dam, in the matrix of its matriarch, in the womb of its mother, in the womb of its dam. And as the herdsman must insert his hand to draw the youngling out, so HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, had to do for Yisrael, for Israel, in order to bring it forth, Mimitzrayim, out of Egypt. As it is said, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 34, or hath God essayed to go and take him a nation from the belly of another nation? Oh, here nisa Elohima lavo lakachata lau goy amikarev goy. Or hath Elohim have the power, a seed, to go and take him a nation from the midst, from the belly, from the midst of another nation. Or, Hinnisa Elohim alabo lakahata lo goy, mikreb goy. Or hath Elohim a seed to go and take him a goy, a nation, from the belly, kareb, of another goy, of another nation. Rav Aibu taught in the name of Rav Jose ben Zimra, as a goldsmith reaches in with his hand, Yado, and takes the gold out of the furnace, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the Holy One, the Idol, blessed be He, took Israel, Yisrael, Mimitzrayim, out of Mitzrayim, out of Kemet. As it is said, even in Devarim, in Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verse 20, but you hath Yahuwah, Jehovah, taken and brought forth out of the iron furnace, out of Egypt, out of Kemet. Ve'etchem malakach, Yahuwah, Vaya yotzia etchem mikur habarzel mimitzrayim. But you hath Yahweh Jehovah taken and brought forth out of the iron furnace, out of Egypt, mimitzrayim. We etchem lakach Yahweh. Vaya yotzia etchem mikur habarzel mimitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to Israel, to Yisrael, when you were in Mizraim, in Egypt, in Kemet, you were scattered, but within a brief hour, I gathered you together in Ramesses. Now you are scattered in all the lands, but even as in the past, I gathered you together, so in the Eitz Lavo, in the Zeman Labo, in the time that I were to come, I will gather you. For it is said, even in Isaiah, chapter 11, verses 11 and 12, it shall come to pass in that day that Yahweh, Jehovah, will set his hand again, the second time to recover the remnant of Amo, his people. And he will assemble the dispersed of Israel, and gather together the scattered of Judah from the four corners of the earth, of the earthly plain. V'haya bayom hahu yosif Adonai shenit yado liknota eta sha'ar amo ashara yishayera me'ashur uami mitzrayi uamiya patarosa umikush uameya elama uamiya shinara uameya chemata uameya yeya hayama vim nasa neisa lagoyima veasafa nidche Israel uanefutsota Yehuda yikavetsa meya arba'a kanfota haaretz. Hear the fuller verse from Isaiah chapter 11, verse 11 and 12. And it shall come to pass in that day, Wehaya bayom hahu, that Adonai will set his hand again the second time, Yosif Adonai shenit yado, to recover the remnant of his people, liknota et shar amo, that shall remain from Assyria and from Egypt, Asher Yishayera Meyashura Mimitzrayim, and from Patros, and from Cush, and from Elam, Uami Patros, Uami Cush, Uame Elam, and from Shinar, and from Hamat, and from the Isles of the Sea, Uami Shinara, Uame Yachemata, Uame Ye Hayam. And he will set up an ensign for the nations, where Nasa Nes Lagoyi, and will assemble the dispersed of Israel, where Asafa Nidche Yisrael, and gathered together the scattered of Yehuda, the scattered of Judah, from the four corners of the earth, of the earthly plane. May arba'a kanfot ha'aretz. Wahaya bayom mahohu. Yosef Adonai shenit yado. Liknota eta shar ammo. Ashara yeshaera mea shura ua mia mitrai. Ua mia patarosa ua mikusha. Ua mea elam. Ua mia shinara. Ua mea chemata. Ua mea yea hayam. We nasa neisa lagoyim, we asafa nidheya Yisrael, ua nefutsota Yehuda yikavetza, me arba'a kanfot haaretz.
Just a note here, the four corners of the earth, the four wings, fringes, the four wings of the earth, me arba, kanfot, the wings, haaretz. The four wings from the four wings of the earth. Me arba'a kanfot ha'aretz. Hence. It is said even in today's mizmor, today's chant, today's psalm, mizmor kof zain. They wandered, right? And gathered them, and he gathered them out of the land. Hear. The gamel verse. U me Eratzot kibtzam, umei eratzot kibtzam, and gathered, and he gathered them, kibtzam, and he gathered them out of the lands, umeya eratzot kibtzam. They wandered in the wilderness. Here today he saw the Dalet verse, the fourth verse, ta'ua vamidbara. Ta'u ba midbar, ta'u, they wandered, ba in midbar, the wilderness, ta'u ba midbar. Yonder, in Babylonia, I were taught, four kinds of men are under particular obligation to give thanks, young for eyes is Yahuwah to Jehovah. Yonder, in Babylonia, I were taught, four kinds of mandem, are under particular obligation to give thanks, young for eyes is to Yahuwah, to Jehovah. First, they who wander in the wilderness, as here in today's psalm, Psalm 107, the fourth verse and the eighth verse, they wandered in the wilderness in a desert way. Ta'u bamidbar biya shimona derek. Verse 8, make them give thanks, young for Isis, to Yahweh for his mercy. Yodu la Yahuwah chasido. Make them give thanks. Yodu. Give thanks. Stretch forth their hands, young for Isis, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah chasido. His mercy, chasido, his loving kindness. Yodu la Yahuwah chasido. So the first of these four kinds of men, mandem, that are under particular obligation to give young for eyes to Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Psalm 107, verse 4 and verse 8. They wandered in the wilderness in a desert way. Ta'u abamidbar bishimona derek. Make them give thanks to Jehovah for his mercy. Yodu la Yahuwah chasido. In this verse, the generation that wandered Bamidbar in the wilderness is an example to all the generations. The second kind of mandem, under particular obligation to give young for eyes to Jehovah, he who was in a prison and is now free, Here, today's Mizmor, today's Isis, today's Psalm. Psalm 107, verse 10, verse 16, verse 21. That reads, such as sat in darkness and in the shadow of Mavet, death, being bound in affliction and iron. He has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. Make them give thanks, young for Isis, to Yahuwah, to Jah, for his mercy. Such as sat
in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron. Yoshvei Choshek V'Tzalmavet, shadow of death, Tzalmavet, the Tzalmavet, the Tzal, shadow of Mavet, of Mavet. Yoshvei Yachosheka V'Tzalmavet Esireya Ani Ua Varzel, being bound in affliction. Asirei, Asirei, Ani, Ani, Asirei, Ani, Ubarzel, and Iron, and Iron. The Yod verse, the 10th verse, here, the 16th verse. Ki Shibara, Dalatota, Ni, Choshet. O v'richei barzel gidea, for he hath broken the gates of brass. Ki shibara dalatota nechoshet, and cut the bars of iron in sunder. U v'richei barzel gidea. Here, the 21st verse. Make them give thanks, young for Isis, to Yahuwah, Jehovah, for his mercy. Yodu la Yahuwah chasido, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. We nifa leotayo alivne Adam. And here the third kind of man, them man, that's under particular obligation to give thanks, young for Isis, to Yahuwah, to Jehovah. He who was sorely ill and is healed. The third kind of mandem that are under particular obligation to give thanks, youngful eyes to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, is he who was sorely ill and is healed. Hear today's mizmor, today's chant, Psalm 107, verse 17, verse 20, and verse 21, that reads, crazed because of the way of their transgression. Crazed because of the way of their transgression, and afflicted because of their iniquities, antiquities. He sent his word and healed them. Make them give thanks to Jehovah for his mercy, and make them offer the sacrifices of thanksgiving. Young for eyes is here. Today's psalm, Hebraically the 17th verse, crazed because of the way of their transgression. Evelim amia dareka pisham. Praise Evelim, Evelim, Evelim amia dareka pisham. Crazed because of the way of their transgression. Ua meya evonotehem yita anu, and afflicted yitanu because of their iniquities, their antiquities, their moral perversions. Ua meya evonote hem yitanu. Verse 20 and 21. He sent his word and healed them. Yishlach devaro v'yirapayim. He sent his word, Yishlach debaro, Yishlach debaro, and healed them, v'yirapayim, and delivered them from their graves. V'yamaleta mishachitotam, mishachitotam, and delivered them from the pits, the pits to which their bodies would have been consigned after Mavet, after death. Therefore, verse 21, Yodu la Yahuwah chasido. Make them give thanks, youngful eyes, is Yodu la Yahuwah, to Jehovah chasido, his mercy, his loving kindness. We're nifal leotayo livne Adam, and for his wonderful, wonderful works to the children, the sons of Adam. We're nifal leotayo livne Adam, and make them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving. Here, the 22nd verse. v'yezabechu azivche toda, make them offer sacrifices. V'yezabechu zivche toda, make them offer, make them sacrifice the sacrifices of toda, of thanks. V'yezabechu zivche toda. That is, make them make their yetzer hara, their inclination hara to the evil, their yetzer hara, their inclination to the evil, make them make their inclination to the evil a sacrificial offering to their yetzer hatov, to their inclination to the good. Make them offer the sacrifices of thanksgiving. Make them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving. V'yezabechu zivchei toda. That is to say, make them make their yetzer hara, their inclination to hara, to evil, to ratchetness, hurtfulness, a sacrificial offering to their yetzer hatov, their inclination to hatov, hatawa, to the good. And the fourth kind of mandem, of man that is under particular obligation to give thanks, yangful eyes, is to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, they who go down to the sea, them who go down to the sea. Hear today's Psalm 107, verses 23, 24, and verse 31, that reads, they that go down to the sea in ships, they saw the works of Jehovah. Make them give thanks to Jehovah for his mercy. Hear. Verse 23. Yordei hayam ba'oniyot. They that go down to the sea, ba'oniyot, in ships. Osei mi la ka b'mayim rabi, that do business in great waters. Oseya milacha b'mayim rabi. These saw the works of Jehovah. Hema rao, hema, these rao saw. Hema rao ma'isei Yahuwah, the works, the ma'isei of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and his wonders in the deeps, in the depths, v'nifa leotava b'matzula, and his wonders v'nifa leotayo b'mitzula, in the deeps, in the mitzula, v'nifa leotayo b'mitzula. And here, verse 31, Yodu la Yahuwah chasido, make them give thanks, yangful eyes, as to he who be, we be, his divine majesty, chasido, for his loving kindness, his loving kind mind, for his mercy, Yodu la Yahuwah chasido, v'nifa leotayo libnei Adam, and for his wonderful works, his amazing, his awesome works to the sons of Adam. Rav Yehuda, Judah said, and all four are under obligation to give thanks. Yangful eyes is toda, miskana, toda. In an assembly of 10 men, of the minyan, of 10 men, as is said even in today's Psalm, Mizmor Kof Zayin, Psalm 107, at verse 32, make them exalt him also in the assembly of the people. We arom muhu. Make them exalt him, big him up. We arom muhu bi kahal am, in the kahal, the called out assembly, the Hebrew church. Bi kahal am, of the am, of the people. At least two of the minyan should be scholars, should be memheran, should be rabbis. For the verse, it goes on to say, and praise him and Isis him and praise him in the seat of the elders. Uva Moshava Zikanim Ye Halleluhu and praise him Ye Halleluhu Ye Halleluhu and praise who him Ye Halleluhu and give him praises Elilta Isisai U De Moshav Zikene Zikanim Zikanim Ye Halleluhu. We are Romemuhu Bi Kahal Am Uva Moshava Zikanim Yahaluhu
Yahaluhu Yahaluhu Yahaluhu Yahaluhu Yahaluhu Yahaluhu Yahaluhu Yahaluhu Yahaluhu Yahaluhu Yahaluhu Yahaluhu
Yahaluhu Yahaluhu. Big him up, praise, exalt him, Yahaluhu. Who he? Even he who be who he be, Yahaluhu, Yahaluyah, Rastafari. Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom, Nehitarot.